The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the manservants and the maidservants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accordance with his will shall be beaten severely, and the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once again, good morning, everyone. You know, they say that there are only two things that are certain in life. Do you know that joke? What are they? I heard them. Go ahead. Taxes and death. Taxes and death. Today I'm going to be a little morbid, huh? Our gospel today is a continuation from the gospel of last week. If you remember, what did the Lord talk about? That guy who built barns so that he could collect more. Huh? And yet what happened? He died that night. Today, the Lord continues that in this 12th chapter of Luke. And he talks about being, how do you say, ready. Huh? You know that saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Well, this is the attitude of some of the servants in the gospel. They think that the master is away, and so that they can, therefore, they can have fun. As Christians, we can't have that attitude. We have to always be ready on the lookout for the Lord, because as he tells us in the gospel, that at an hour we do not know, he may come. And so how are we to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord? For, in other words, for our own death, huh? Death is a reality that we're all going to have to face. You know, you go to funerals these days, and what do they say? Oh, he's passed on. Oh, he's no longer with us. Oh, he fell asleep. He's dead. You know, we have to try. Our society today wants to sugarcoat death. But the thing is, death is a reality that we're all going to have to face. They put makeup on the dead body so that they don't look like dead people. I've seen a dead body. I've seen many dead bodies as a priest, huh? And it's not a pleasant thing. Yesterday, we were away for 2 weeks. During my two weeks away, I went to visit two Trappist monasteries, and the Trappists are one of the strictest religious communities in the church. And one of the practices that they have when somebody dies is that they don't embalm the body. They put the monk there in the chapel, they leave him there, and they don't sugarcoat anything. They dress the monk in something that looks like this, a cowl, and the whole body's covered in except the hands and the face. They put the hood up, and then they leave the body there as it is. No makeup, no touch-ups, nothing. And then to bury the dead person, you know what they do? They just take the hood, cover the face so that it's covered. No, without any casket, they lower the body into the dirt, cover it, and it's a done deal. The Trappist monks, they don't sugarcoat anything, even when it comes to death. They sugarcoat candy because they're known for making candies, but that's it. What about us? Death is a reality that we have to think of, we have to meditate upon, otherwise we're not going to be ready. We're going to be too attached to the things of this world. I was on vacation a week before the retreat, and on vacation I learned a new word. In Quebec, there was a little religious store, and I was with two other priests, and they went into the religious store. I waited outside, and I asked one of my friends, "So, you didn't buy anything?" "No, it was all tchotchke." You know what tchotchke is? All that little stuff that on our shelves, the little statues, the statuettes that you pick up on vacation, it's all clutter. And as a priest, it's dangerous to have this stuff. It's dangerous spiritually and physically. Why? Because then when you have to move, you have to pack everything up. I like this minimalist IKEA mentality, where less is more. And less is easier to deal with, even with the spiritual life. We have to learn to declutter. We have to learn to not be attached to the tchotchkes of life and of our spiritual lives. Because if we are attached to these tchotchkes, it's hard to move. It's hard to think of death. It's hard to think of heaven because there's so much clutter. There's so much that we want to hold on to. Oh, I can't get rid of this little figurine because I bought it when I went to Paris. I can't get rid of this because my friend gave it to me. But if that's the attitude that we have with regards to our tchotchkes, then we're attached. We're not detached. And in order to be prepared for the Lord's coming, we have to be detached from these ephemeral realities of the world. And that holds true both physically in moving and spiritually in moving on as well. How can we be ready for the Master's return if we're attached to the things of the world? And the thing is, society plays on this so much. The society, our society of consumerism wants us to have, to buy, to feed our ego, to feed this need. You know, one of the things that our retreat master said, we try and buy to cover up other needs that we can't or don't want to address. A couple of weeks ago, a kind person gave us a budget. Some priest had come over and said, "Here, you go to Best Buy and you have this amount of money to spend and you can buy whatever you want." I got a headache in Best Buy. There's so many things that you have to keep up with. The only thing I wanted to buy was one of those robotic vacuums that you just leave and so I don't have to vacuum my room, But you look at these cell phones. The kids in the youth group make fun of me for having an iPhone 6, because now we are up to the iPhone whatever, right? But the thing is, it's just what I need. I have to call my mom to take pictures and to get my email and sometimes go on Facebook. But every year, something new comes up. When I was at Best Buy, how many gigabytes for this one? How many megapixels for this one? A Fitbit, there's a $90 one, there's a $199 one. You go to buy the GoPro. You have the gray version, the black version. What's up with society today? No? We have to keep up. I'm never going back to Best Buy because I got a headache. The thing is, why can't we just be content with what we have? First of all, to declutter, become kind of this, accept this minimalistic, minimalism, in our spiritual lives, to go back to the basics. And basically, what is the basic in our spiritual life? It's love. Love of God and love of neighbor. But in order to truly love, you have to be free of tchotchkes. The tchotchkes of gossip, the tchotchkes of being attached to things, the tchotchkes of lust and all the other bad things that we carry around, this baggage. Because if we have all this stuff, and for those of you who've moved, we know what it's like to have to pack, to wrap these things so that they don't get broken in the transition, and then to unpack them, find a new spot for them. It's too much. We have to learn to be detached so that when the Lord comes to meet us, we'll go out with open arms to meet Him. You know, they say, our Christian life is about living like this. You know, they say that when a baby's born, that we're all born with closed fists. And Christianity, our lives here on earth, are meant to what? To teach us how to open our fists. Openness. Not so much to collect and not open arms to have things, but an openness to one another, to God. But to have your hands open like this is what? It's a sign of being vulnerable. It's a sign of being open. With closed fists, what do? We fight. With open fists, what do? We give, we receive, we love, we help, we serve. And that's what Christianity is about. It's not because when we go before God, we're not going to have all our tchotchkes in our hands. Here, God, look at what I've collected from Paris, from Rome, from whatever, from Timbuktu. That the only thing that we can present to God with our hands open like this is what? Our love, our good deeds, our goodness, our holiness, our Christlikeness. And so let's work on that. Let's be those good servants that the gospel talks about today, ready, working to build God's kingdom here on earth so that when he comes, we're ready. Brothers and sisters, during this week, let's ask the Lord for this grace so that we can truly be ready for our Master's return. Amen.